tired of looking at the same old art in your apartment? Well, the Affordable Art Fair is back in Chelsea this weekend, offering a wide range of pieces at relatively reasonable prices. WNYC's Ben Yakis stopped by and has this story.
Greg Gerzak is in the middle of a big home renovation and wants to furnish his walls with all new art. He read about the Affordable Art Fair online and flew up from Richmond, Virginia just to attend.
For a guy like me who really is a novice and has a fairly short attention span, going from one gallery to another is very daunting. So to have everything in one place where I know roughly what the price range is going to be as well as the scope of the art was worth it for me to make the trip.
Gerzak ended up buying 5 pieces on opening day, and he's sticking around for at least another day.
Hopefully I'm done.
The Affordable Art Fair was founded in 1999 as an alternative to the high-priced blue-chip art events that tend to dominate the scene. It bills itself as the only fair with a price ceiling. Erin Shepherd is the events director. She says the fair creates a welcome space for people who otherwise may feel alienated by the art world.
Friends and family who have never been interested in what I do have never shown any semblance of a desire to come to the events that I've worked before now are very interested in coming to the fair because it's truly very fun.
She also says the fair stands out because it's primarily geared towards locals.
Our audience is not tourists coming in for fairs like maybe Armory or Frieze. We are for the people who live here who are just buying things because they see it and they like it and they want it in their homes.
Matthew Hudson is one of those New Yorkers. He just bought an apartment near the East Village and wanted to find something new to hang over his couch. He ended up buying a piece called Pinch Yourself by Canadian artist Marie-Yves Lachance.
It has sort of a sci-fi abstract kind of feel to it. I like the colors, they're kind of vibrant colors. It sort of stimulates the imagination.
Hudson says even if you're not an art aficionado, it's easy to spend a couple hours walking around the 2 floors of the space.
Even if I weren't shopping, it would be fun to come here. It's like coming to a gallery or a museum.
Gallerist Dan Peach feels similarly. He's the founder of the Vast Artist Collective, which specializes in ultra-high resolution image making. He spent 4 years running every sidewalk in Manhattan and photographed them for his series Concrete Canvas using a device he invented.
To give you a sense of the quality, an iPhone shoots a 12 megapixel photograph. Professional cameras shoot 50 megapixel photographs. These are all 3000 megapixel images. And that's why they look so incredibly sharp and lifelike, almost as if you have an actual piece of the New York City sidewalk on your wall.
The Affordable Art Fair runs through Sunday at the Metropolitan Pavilion. Ben Yakis, WNYC News.